Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Give yourself a delicious escape from the afternoon with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Come, I want to show you something. See the door? Push it open.
Have you brought him? Is he there?
I'm sorry, Her Majesty. I'm...
Don't just stand there. Bring the prisoner forth. You are a traitor to Tumen Bay. Take him away. Execute him.
Don't worry. He's mad. Completely mad. Come.
Where are you going? I said execute him. Execute him!
Mostly, they're mad here. Or blind, like me. Or crippled, usually from childhood. Sit.
Is there a slave? Pour wine for us.
Here, we're all slaves. But the slaves have slaves, huh?
Thank you.
It's not really wine, obviously. Sit. When I was a child, long ago, before the Sultan, 60 years ago, I think, though I can't be sure, time runs differently in this place. Back then, I lived in the harem with my mother. She was wife of the Sultan, one of many. You wouldn't believe the life we had. Everything a boy could want. I had tutors. I had my own horses. And the clothes we wore. The finest silk from the bazaars of Muzart. There was nothing we desired that we couldn't have. We were being trained to rule. All of us boys, the sons of the Sultan. 19 or 20 of us. I was the youngest. I remember the day it all changed. The Sultan, our father, died. Who knows of what? He died of death, let's say. I remember I was with my mother, and we heard screams, cries, wailing. You see, it was the second son, young Fayyab, our father's favorite, who had claimed the throne. And according to the custom, on becoming Sultan, His first act was to order the murder of his brothers and their mothers. The task of murdering me was given to my eunuch, Nightingale. We had been friends. He had been like a father to me. He used to crawl around pretending to be an elephant, and I rode on his back, and we captured towns together. And I was a great warrior. He called us, mother and I, into the library. He ordered the tutors and the slaves to leave. And I could see in Nightingale's hand, he was holding the silken cord to wind around our necks. My mother wept and held me close and pleaded with him not to carry out his orders. She kept saying, "At least save my son, save Mehmed." He put the cord around her neck, and I looked into his eyes, and I saw that he couldn't do it. He led us into a secret passage through the palace, then out into the city. We lived there for a year or more, and then we were captured. Nightingale and my mother were beheaded. But as an act of mercy, the Sultan, a new one, of course, it didn't take long for someone to snatch power from my half-brother Fayyab. The new Sultan decided to show me mercy. The last thing I saw was the death of my mother and Nightingale. And then I was blinded and sent here to the furthest desert, to this, the Palace of the Blind, the lame, the mad, the dispossessed, and deluded.
I am not deluded.
And yet, here you are, Commander Gregor, master of the Paris Guard, master of nothing. Here you are.
Tuman Bey, Season 4, Episode 1, Palace of the Blind, by John Scott Dryden.
I am exiled from Tuman Bey, when Tuman Bey needs me most. One city, two masters, or rather, one master and a mistress. The Grand Master Amalric and his Balorak knights.
Shields up!
What do you think, my dear?
And Fatima, a provincial governor's wife.
Manel! Huh?
And between them, my niece Manel, the Sultana, in name at least.
I asked you what you think.
I'm sorry, about what?
Why do the people hate me?
They don't.
They do. I see it in their stares. Look at them, gawping as we pass by. I sacrificed my dear son for them. I saved them from the Balorak. Why don't they love me?
You want the people to love you?
I want them to adore me.
The Balorak is still here, of course.
Maybe we should think of remarriage.
For whom?
For you, of course. To cement our position.
It's too soon. I don't want to dishonor the memory of my husband.
My poor dear boy. It was not meant to be for him, but for us, Manel. You are my daughter now. I am mother of the empire, and you are the Sultana. We need something. The people need something to celebrate. A big event, a wedding. Something.
We need to deal with the Balorak first.
Why do you keep going on about the Balorak? They are not a problem. They are an annoyance. Oh! Oh, we're here. Tell them to open the gate.
Yes, mistress. What do you want?
We're here to see the Grand Master.
Not today.
But this is Manel, Sultana of Tuman Bey. She wishes to see the Grand Master.
Not today.
Your men have been stopping consignments sent to my palace in the provinces.
You'll have to ask the Grand Master.
I can't ask the Grand Master because you won't let me in! Driver.
Yes, miss.
Take us back to the palace.
Yes, miss.
So, what are you sending to the provinces?
Never mind.
Huh. Look, Balorak soldiers are everywhere. They're taking over everything, every office, every institution, every...
And I have my army.
Yes, but the Balorak...
Can you stop talking about the Balorak? We will deal with them when we deal with them, but not today.
Then when?
You're making me angry, Manel, with all your questions. Mm. Don't make your mother angry. All right?
This isn't the way. Driver, this isn't the way to the palace.
The driver knows where he's going. Sit back, my dear. Relax.
But this is... We're going through... Traitor's Gate.
Yes.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Give yourself a delicious escape from the afternoon with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Why don't you come out? I know you're there, Alkin.
Ah, you have found the only mirror in the Palace of the Blind. We have no use for them here. You will only find yourself there, my friend.
No, there is somebody else.
That would be the reflection of me.
No, I saw her. She's dead, but she came back.
Then you saw a spirit?
No, she was as real as you or I.
Look out there, my friend. You have eyes. Look out at the desert. The desert is real. But what are we, huh? We are here and gone.
Sometimes I can see her. If I can look past the surface of the glass, it's like looking through the surface of water, like seeing the riverbed. I see her there for a moment, and then she's gone.
We all have memories.
No, I can feel her breathing on my neck, and then I turn, and she's not there.
I believe you. I do. I remember after my mother died, I could feel her presence in the room. I could hear her soft voice in my ears.
No, you don't understand. No one understands this. It's driving me insane.
Ah! I've been looking for you everywhere, you old goat. You're not supposed to be wandering about like this. Come. Have you pissed yourself again? I am not going to clean that up. You can stay in those till tomorrow. Come on, you filthy pig.
Look, why don't you let me take him back to his room?
You just touched me.
What?
You're not allowed to touch the orderlies.
Look, I'll take care of him. You can go.
Was that an order?
No, I'm his friend. I can change him. I can...
I'm told you were an official in the Sultan's court. Yes. You look like you're used to ordering people around. Oh, it must be hard for you, being here, getting used to all this. Don't reach for it. You haven't got a sword anymore. They took that away from you. You still here, old man?
Why don't you leave him alone and leave him with me? Hmm?
It's all right, Gregor. I'll just go.
No, stay. We were just talking. We were just talking.
Hey!
Leave him alone.
I need some help here.
Leave me alone.
Ah, restrain him. He attacked me.
What? I didn't do anything.
Tie his wrists.
Once, people were afraid of me. They did what I told them. Now, I look down on myself. The sane part of me, that is. I think about what I was and look at what I've become. I don't belong here. Why can't others see what I saw? I saw her in the cellars of the palace, the woman Alkin. And she told me something. Why can't I remember it? Why can't... I knew it was so important, the most important thing in the world. And I looked for it, I searched for it, and I asked everyone, and... And they said I was mad, and...
Why can't you come back? I need to know more. Tell me more.
What's that? You want more?
Before you can save Tumanbe, Gregor, I need to tell you something about the nature of the world you live in.
So? What now?
We wait. Is the judge here? The physician?
Mistress, they are coming.
You know I'm true to you, mother of my late husband, mother of the empire. And I am the Sultana.
Yes, daughter of Tumen Bey's greatest general, beloved of the people. I'm so bored of hearing it. You've lost control, my dear. An empire with two rulers. Well, three. Let us begin.
Yes, mistress.
What do you intend to do?
Yes.
Your lunch.
What's this?
I told you, your lunch.
Dates? Tamarind? Olives? What's it going? Oh. It's going to be today, isn't it? Of course it is. Take it away! I don't want it!
The old Grand Vizier not hungry? Well, that's a first.
And the last.
Move.
Oh, God, it's too bright. It's too bright.
Come on.
Just give me a moment. Give me a moment. I can't breathe.
Doctor, your services are required.
Oh, no, no, no. It's just I haven't seen the light for this.
Come, Kadali.
Oh, Theros. Are you here to make my suffering last?
Courage, my old friend.
Courage. Courage.
We must all accept our fates. Kadali, there are people here. Mistress Fatima, the Sultana. Is this how you want to be remembered?
No.
Then come, my friend. Come. Run.
Come on, move.
You wish to rule the Empire, my dear?
Yes.
You want to take back control of Tumen Bay?
I do.
Then watch.
But...
watch. And learn. Ah, Kadali!
Mistress. Majesty.
Do you remember the story I told you of the martyr?
Do I remember?
They opened up his stomach, pulled out his entrails, and nailed them to a stake. Like this one here.
Doctor, please give me something.
Stay, Doctor. He used to have nothing. The martyr was encouraged to walk around the stake as his entrails unwound. Now... do you remember, Kadali, how many times he managed to walk around the stake before he finally succumbed?
What's going on here?
This is official business.
Judicial practices fall under the authority of the Balarak.
As well I know. I have a judge here. Everything is as it should be.
Has the Grand Master been informed of your intention?
Grand Master? Is he the Sultan of Tumen Bay now? Well, I think not. This is our Sultana Manel. Please thank the Grand Master for his concern and pass him our good wishes. I hope he recovers soon.
Grand Master is not ill.
Oh, I'm sorry. I assumed because he was unable to see us today that he was ill rather than just ill-mannered. Now, leave us to do the work of Tumen Bay. Well, Kadali. 45.
What?
The martyr. 45 times around the stake. Amazing how much there is inside a man, don't you think?
Enough. Do it now if you must.
Bring forward the judge.
This way.
Well, go on, read.
Madam?
I want to hear the charges against the traitor, Kadali.
Rebellion against the city of Tumen Bay. Treachery against the Sultana Manel. Murder of the Sultana's vizier Alkin. And the brutal torture and murder of Prince Herod, son of the mother of the Empire, Mistress Fatima.
Put that first.
Madam?
My son's murder. Put it first in the record.
Mistress Fatima, if I may say, it wasn't me.
Prepare him.
I never wanted to harm your son. It was a mistake, an awful mistake. My flesh and blood, I'll admit. My idiot son. He's already paid the price.
The knife.
Mistress.
I never wanted power for myself. I did what I did for Tumen Bay.
Are you ready, Kadali?
No. No.
Mother? Are you all right?
Don't talk. I'm thinking. Gregor.
Is that you, Alkin?
Yes. You don't know? Something is going to happen. You need to be ready.
Why me?
Because, Gregor, you are the hinge of history. Look. You see the tracks in the sand? And the lizard?
I can't. My eyes come out of the sun. I can't see you. Show yourself to me.
It's all right. It's all right. It's just me. Sob. You haven't forgotten me, have you? I prepared your room. Remember when you first arrived? Sob.
Sob?
That's right. Here. Drink. There. Oh, I wish I could do more to help you, but they will do that thing to me again with the spiders. I can't be with the spiders again. Thank you. I have to go.
No, wait. How long will they leave me here?
You know it's for your own good, don't you? We're here because we went wrong. Like the lizard, we have to shed our skins. And the sooner you understand that, my friend, the better it will be for you. See the tracks in the sand?
What did you say?
The tracks in the sand. There. The lizard. You need to decide which one to follow.
What do you mean?
If you follow the wrong one, you will die. But if you follow the right one...
Who are you?
I have to go. They will be looking for me.
See the tracks, Gregor? In the sand?
There are no tracks. There are no...
Wake up and see.
Wake up! The old man told me to help you. Come on. We need to get you cleaned up. You do remember me, don't you?
You came to see me. In the desert.
Did I?
You were telling me about the tracks in the sand.
I don't think so, no. Come on, let's get you up.
How long have I been sleeping?
Oh, a day or so.
You can see?
Oh, yes. Not everyone is blind here. Some of us are just prisoners. Well, officially, we are all guests, but we are prisoners. This way. That's where you were. They always put the new ones in the eastern wing for the first few moons to settle them in. People usually take a while. We all come from, well, privileged lives. Palaces, great houses, the children of generals and rulers, all destined for greatness. And now we are surplus to requirements. Through here. They call this the passage of time.
What?
It's a joke, because time passes so slowly here.
Oh. How long have I...
been here? Well, let's just say a while. This is the Grand Hall. It's not very grand anymore, I'm afraid.
You!
Yes?
Do you have the traitor?
No, Your Majesty. This is your loyal servant, Gregor.
Oh.
Just bow and walk backwards. Thank you, Your Majesty. When they built this place, they modeled it on the palace at Tumen Bay, only it's much smaller. Of course, it doesn't have everything the palace at Tumen Bay has. There's no menagerie, no hall of mirrors, no gardens, just sand, really. Ah, here's your room. I left a basin of water there, so you can wash yourself. And fresh clothes for you, my friend.
Thank you.
Look. Be careful of the orderlies. They answer to no one.
The orderlies?
That's what they call themselves. In truth, they are here to guard us. Watch out for Olaf. You were foolish to get on the wrong side of him. You see, we all have our own thoughts. The trick is to keep them to yourself. Put them in a box and close the lid and turn the key and then hide the key in another box and then close the lid. And I do this all day long. And that, my friend, is the route back to sanity. I'll leave you to rest. Dinner is at sunset in the Grand Hall.
Wait.
Yes?
Why are you here?
Me? Oh, I ate my sister.
What?
It was a long time ago. I would never do anything like that now. I've put it in a box and locked it away. See you at dinner.
King of kings, Lion of lions, Defender of the faith, Sultan of eagles, Destroyer of enemies, Father of the people.
Sit, my friend, sit. Got your food, good. You must be hungry after all you've been through. No, not yet, my friend, please. We have to wait for the Sultan to eat first.
Demand what is rightfully mine.
Here, Majesty, your veal from the mountains of the moon, prepared by my very head.
Now we can eat.
Execute the cook.
Friend, I know one of the cooks, and I've got a honey cake for you.
Thank you.
Are you a pig?
I hear the guard.
Clean it.
Yes. It's Olaf. Don't catch his eye, Gregor. Don't look up.
Oh, how are you this evening, friend? You need to look at me when I'm addressing you. Oh, dear, this is not good at all. Perhaps another stint in the sun. Yes, that's better. How are you feeling, friend?
I told you!
Fine. Then say... Thank you, Olaf. I'm feeling better.
Do it, Gregor. Do it.
Thank you, Olaf. I'm feeling better.
Good. What did you do, friend, that made them send you here? I don't wish to punish you, friend, but I will. What did you do? Look at me when I speak. What did you do, friend?
I can't remember.
No? What use are you?
What use?
To us here. What use? How will you contribute?
I am of no use.
No. You're nothing. Nothing at all.
There it is, Majesty. The Palace of the Blind.
Sit.
What's going on?
Hands.
What?
Hands on table.
What are you...
Wait.
Your Majesty. It's safer. They can be unpredictable.
How are you, Uncle? Are they feeding you? You look thin.
I have to get back to Tumenbe. Back to my work.
You know what happened there.
It was a bad time.
Are you still saying that you saw Alkin? You know how that hurt me.
I do. And I'm sorry for it. I saw... nothing. I understand that now.
Alkin is dead.
Yes.
Executed in the Grand Square. We both saw it. We lit her pyre and pushed it out to sea.
Yes, yes. And I am better.
They tell me that you attacked one of your orderlies.
What?
He was injured quite badly.
That's not true.
You need time, Uncle.
No.
Uncle, the way you were behaving. Going around, asking impossible questions, having walls knocked down, looking for secret passageways. Your anger. You're lucky to be alive. Mistress Fatma wanted you to be... Well, it's only because of my loyalty to you, because Father trusted you.
After she killed Kulan, you allow her to rule beside you.
She doesn't rule, Uncle. I rule. I am the Sultana.
And I am just another madman in the Palace of the Blind. You get me out of here.
Right.
Now!
Effendi, no raised
voices. It's all right. It's all right. I can handle him. You need rest and calm. Tumen Bay is a dangerous place. And you, Uncle, you need to get better. Kadali says you...
Kadali?
Yes. Kadali is now my Grand Vizier. Uncle? Uncle!
And I'm the one in a madhouse. Kadali is a traitor. He tried to overthrow you.
I know, Uncle.
How can you trust him?
Calm, calm down.
I trust him to serve himself. In these times, we don't need saints. We need a man who is wise to the evil of this world and walks its path like a friend. Whatever has been lost, he knows where it is. All the secrets, all the hidden places.
Should I take him away, Majesty?
Wait. Uncle, listen to me. I need you. You need to get better. I need you, Uncle. Do you understand?
Shall I alert the men to prepare the horses, Majesty?
Yes. There's no more to be gained here. We will ride overnight.
Hello! Is there something I can help you?
Stand back. Do not approach the Sultana.
You should probably go back to the women's quarters, friend. They will be worried. They're probably looking for you already. I don't know what this fellow is saying.
This fellow is going to cut off your head if you don't step back.
You have a sword. Are you really? They said it was a young woman, the new Sultana. Is it really you, Majesty?
Yes, it is me.
What are you doing here? Sorry, I didn't mean any disrespect. It's just I've never... Although I was brought up in a palace, it was... Forgive me, I seem... Do you remind me of someone?
Oh, yes? Who?
My sister. We were brought up in a palace, and then we were sent on a journey through the desert. It was very hard.
Majesty, we should be going.
Of course. Please, please, let me show you the way out.
No, no. We know exactly where we are going.
Of course you do. This way, Majesty. Travel safely, Majesty.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Give yourself a delicious escape from the afternoon with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Just one moment, guard. I will escort my friend here back to his quarters.
Yes.
Come, friend. I'm so sorry about the small misunderstanding. You know, last night at dinner between us and the time before. I hadn't realized, well, obviously when the Sultana graced us with... Are we all right?
What do you mean?
You must understand, I have my duties. Are we all right? You and I? Good. Thank you. So, she came all this way to see you. It's very, well, that's something, Commander. That's something. Ah. Here we are. Anything you need, anything at all, you just let me know.
Shall I bring more hot water, Majesty?
No.
Where have you been?
Hunting. I had a new falcon.
All night? I was worried. Why didn't you tell me?
I don't know. I didn't think to...
These are dangerous times. We can't have the Sultana just disappearing into the desert.
I have my guard.
Yes, but... I wanted you in my bed last night. I don't like it when you're not there. I miss our little conversations, how we amuse each other when we can't sleep. Don't you love your mother?
Of course I do, it's just...
You didn't invite me to the desert. I might have enjoyed it.
Do you hunt? Have you trained a hawk?
But I would have enjoyed being with you, sharing your pleasure, mother and daughter.
I should have thought of asking.
Yes, yes, you should have thought. Anyway, it's good that you are finally here. We have a council meeting, so finish your bath and... Slave?
Yes, mistress.
Tend the Sultana.
Yes, mistress.
Now, other matters.
It seems that a number of caravans heading out of the city have been turned back at the city gates.
By whom?
The Ballarak. They say they are to increase their numbers on the city gates for the protection of Tumen Bay. They say they fear certain precious items are being looted from many of the city's great buildings.
Ridiculous. Outrageous.
Quite so, Mistress Fatima.
It's a ploy to increase their influence over the city.
My understanding is... Forgive me, Mistress, if I speak out of time.
I don't need to remind you that you are only here because your skills and connections are of particular value.
Of course, and I am here to help to put things right between us for Tumen Bay. I love Tumen Bay above all else. Of course I do.
Well... The only thing holding the Ballarak in check at the moment is my army.
Your army is doing nothing. It is camped outside the city walls.
Why can't anyone appreciate what I am doing for this city? My army maintains the balance. But they don't do it out of the goodness of their hearts. They need gold. I need gold to pay them. We don't have gold. You, Kadali, are supposed to be good at getting gold. It's what you promised, that you could always find more gold.
I see. Well, yes, there are bankers operating in the city from across the Middle Sea, from Vinca and Borgansia. I imagine they're still here and could help, given the right inducements. I know them all. Under Sultan Al-Ghuri, I oversaw so many different arrangements.
Good. Talk to them. Prove your worth.
Indeed. We will need surety, of course. Well, that can be arranged. And we will need to keep the gold away from the Ballarak.
The Grand Master Amalric.
Grand Master.
You seem surprised.
Well, you don't normally take the trouble to attend council meetings. You rely on
my advisors, yes. They tell me all I need to know.
Master, it's good to see you in such fine health.
What do you want?
The Ballarak are here to assist the city, to help it recover from Maya's occupation. One of the most important things we can do to help Tumen Bay is to enforce the law, because without law there is nothing. And so to this man, Kadali.
Yes?
He was sentenced to death by a court of judges for treason.
Indeed he was.
And so?
So?
What is he doing here?
I pardoned him.
By what authority?
Manel, why don't you tell him you are the Sultana?
Have you forgotten, madam? Only the judiciary can issue a pardon. And the judiciary is under the authority, according to our agreement, of the Ballarak. And since this was done without our authority, I demand you to return the prisoner to me for justice to be carried out.
He was a gift.
Yes, a gift from us to you. A gift that can be revoked.
You cannot revoke a gift.
If you do not return him, we will take him.
I have an army too, Grandmaster. Are you ready to bring it to that point?
Listen to both of you. As a favor to me, Grandmaster, I would be grateful if you would allow the Vizier Kadali his continued freedom in the interests of Tumen Bay. After all, we are all here to help Tumen Bay.
And what do I get in return?
What do you want?
There is to be a celestial occurrence.
A what?
My astrologer will explain.
With your permission, Grandmaster. On the fifth month of the year...
A mere 2 moons from now.
From the quarter of the sky where the dark star dwells, fires will fall and illuminate the sins of men.
It happened before. I saw them once with my parents.
Indeed, but not like this. This has been foretold in the scriptures. It's going to be a time of miracles and strange signs.
I see. And what do you require from us?
The Hafiz. You will lend us the Hafiz to preside over a ceremony in the Grand Square. This is a moment of great importance for us and for all people.
And if the Hafiz declines your offer to preside?
Then you will order him.
The Hafiz is the direct descendant of the teacher. He doesn't take orders, even from the Sultana.
Don't force us, Majesty, to take matters into our own hands. We have been cordial so far. The Balarak are doing much to help this city, and we ask for little.
Well, we will consider your request.
Do. And you might consider proclaiming from every temple and marketplace that the citizens of Tumen Bay observe this gift from the heavens. They should confess their sins in this moment or face damnation. You would do well to do likewise.
I will consider it.
Good. Brothers?
He is completely mad.
I couldn't agree more, Majesty.
You know, it's not a bad idea. Public celebration. We can make it our own. It'll be an opportunity to show the people of Tumen Bay our strength, to show the world. I know we must record it. A great a painting for the Sultan's old sculpture gallery of you and I, my dear. We must send for an artist. No expense must be spared.
But we have nothing.
Gold! Gold! Gadali will find gold. This is not the time to quibble. It's the time to show our glory. We shall be splendid. Gadali, talk to the bankers. Arrange loans.
Yes, mistress.
And the Balarak?
Are not important. Let them worship the stars for all I care. We will deal with them when the time is right.
Season 4, Episode 1 of Tumen Bay, Palace of the Blind, featuring Rufus Wright, Anton Lesser, Aisha Hart, and Kirsty Bushell, was written and directed by me, John Scott Dryden, with music by Sasha Putnam and editing and sound design by Eloise Whitmore. Tumen Bay is created by me and Mike Walker, and produced by Emma Hearn and Nadia Khan. For more details, including scripts and a full cast list, visit tumenbay.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Give yourself a delicious escape from the afternoon with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Since every minute counts when you're a new parent, who wants to waste time washing bottles? Transform this daily chore with the Baby Brezza Bottle Washer Pro, the first machine that automatically washes, sterilizes, and dries bottles, pump parts, and sippy cups at the push of a button. Its 20 spray jets clean everything 100%. Plus, it sterilizes with steam, then dries with germ-free air. Don't waste time on tedious hand washing. Let the Baby Brezza Bottle Washer Pro do it for you. Shop now at babybrezza.com.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.